Hey guys, it's me, Atif, here once again with Atif on the Test. Today, about to give you a lowdown on the second day's play of the first Test match between Pakistan and England from Lord's. And what a day it was. What a great Test match this is proving to be. Back and forth and back and forth, like a proper seesaw ride. I love it, okay? Pakistan resumed on 282 for 6 overnight. And it has to be said, England bowled absolutely beautifully this morning. The Pakistani batsmen were never allowed to settle. Sarfraz Ahmed had a little cameo. You could say he kind of threw it away, but I guess he was playing quite aggressively. I'm not going to have a go at him. He got 20-odd runs. Misbah didn't add too many to his overnight score, was still given a standing ovation as he departed. But the big story was, of course, Chris Wokes collecting six wickets, a six-wicket return from Chris Wokes. Fantastic, excellent spell of bowling from him just when England needed it. He took that responsibility and he bowled really, really well. Stuart Broad, of course, took two wickets as well. Some clean, bold wickets. It was very good to see. Always good to see from a bowler's perspective, see those stumps flying. So England wrapped up Pakistan really nicely for 339. You have to imagine England were thrilled with that. 339 for Pakistan is a disappointment for sure. They were closing in on that 350 mark, maybe even 400. So a disappointing score, but still better than what some might have expected from Pakistan. You know, they took advantage of the poor bowlers, the poor bowling of Finn and Moeen Ali in particular. Of course, Stuart Broad was, as expected, very, very good, very strong. You know, he's the lead man, but of course it was Chris Wokes who's going to get his name on the honours board, him and Misbah Ul Haq. He wouldn't be the only man, but we'll get to that. Anyway, Pakistan came out to bowl and finally we got that moment we've been waiting for. We all wanted to see it, all Test match. We wanted to see Mohammad Amir bowl. We wanted to see him bowl that first ball at Lord's, back where it all happened, where it all went down 6 years ago. And it was a bit of an anti-climax, actually, Mohammad Amir. It was an uneventful spell initially. Rahat Ali got the first breakthrough for England. Alex Hales' poor run of form continues. He didn't really do much. He got an outside edge, went to the slips. Good catch, decent catch. Rare today. That was rare, but again, we'll get to that. Anyway, Mohammad Amir was a little bit uneventful, but got very unlucky, has to be said. Twice had Alistair Cook dropped off outside edges. Poor, shocking effort from Mohammad Hafeez in the slips, by the way. I can only imagine what Pakistani fans on Twitter were doing, what they were saying when Mohammad Hafeez dropped that catch. It was a simple catch in the slips and he put it down, and Mohammad Amir was massively disappointed. And a little bit later on, Alistair Cook once again got another reprieve, once again after bowling off Mohammad Amir. This time, Sarfraz Ahmed dropping a regulation catch behind the stump. So that was very, very disappointing for Amir. He did persevere, but again, we'll get to that. Alistair Cook, I thought, batted really well. He had a very nice partnership with Joe Root, threatening really to bat Pakistan out of the game. They were looking really good. They were scoring at a good pace. Joe Root was going very, very nicely. Then the introduction of Yasir Shah, who, remember, we didn't expect to do well. It's a flat pitch. It's Lord's. You don't see spinners do super well at Lord's. Not often, anyway. But here comes Yasir Shah, and he dismisses Joe Root. Okay, Joe Root played a bad shot, but that led to a further four wickets. Yasir Shah collected five wickets on a flat as pancake Lord's track. Extraordinary. Amazing performance from Yasir Shah. Again, vindicating all of this praise that's coming his way with Shane Warne and the other people saying he's the next big deal. I'm starting to believe it. Anyway, Mohammad Amir eventually got his man. Cook batted beautifully. He played some gorgeous shots through the covers. That shot that we've come to expect from Cook. You know, where he just carves the ball through the covers, leans back. Beautiful balance. Love that shot. But eventually, he got an inside edge onto his stumps. He played on from Mohammad Amir, and he finally got his wicket. Mohammad Amir's first wicket, a gap of more than 2,000 days between his 51st and 52nd Test match wicket. I'll thank Sarj Siddiqui, Sarj Pak Passion, for that piece of information. But yeah, it was extraordinary. It was very, very cool to see Mohammad Amir get that wicket. But really, the headlines today belong to Yasir Shah, who bowled exquisitely well. You know, the England batsman could never really read him properly. Moeen Ali, when he came to the crease, had a little bit more luck. He looked a little bit more clued up, and he seemed to play Yasir with a little bit more ease. But again, he succumbed as well eventually. He had a nice little knock there, but short of Alistair Cook and Joe Root's efforts, there wasn't anything really to write home about for England. That middle order kind of folded. You know, Johnny Bairstow, you might expect a little bit more from him. Vince is new, sure, okay, but I feel like you got to do better than that, Vincey boy. I think you do. Anyway, that moved on, and eventually the play came to a close. Stuart Broad and Chris Wokes at the crease. They've got a job to do to try and get England as close to that Pakistan score as possible. They're still sort of 80-odd runs adrift. And there's 3 wickets in hand. They've got to get as close to Pakistan as possible. But right now, I would say this match is evenly poised. Going to be very exciting to see what happens tomorrow. Pakistan have 3 more wickets to get. They'll want to get them as quick as possible. Get back out there, bat for 2 days, and put England under pressure on a day 5 Lord's pitch when Yasser Shah could do some serious damage. On the other side, of course, England will want to just squeeze as many runs out as they can. Maybe even get to a lead. If they could get a lead, that changes everything, doesn't it? And Pakistan are up against it. But right now, I would say, still evenly matched. Maybe Pakistan has a slight edge, a very slight edge right now, but I think it's evenly matched. And who saw that coming? A couple of interesting moments today as well. The pigeon kept taking over. They called him Paul the Pigeon on TMS, and they wonder why I don't listen to TMS. But there we go. They called him Paul the Pigeon. He was there the whole time. Misbah ul-Haq had a couple of shockers in the field as well. The ball went right through him one time for a boundary. Just a long barrier right through his legs. It was a really shocking effort. But what are you going to say to Misbah ul-Haq? He's your captain. What are you going to say? You're too old? He just got you a century. The oldest test centurion in like donkey's years. Amazing effort, generally, but that was shocking in the field, it has to be said. Mohammad Amir, he was annoyed, but what could he do? I liked his attitude generally. He didn't get too overly disappointed. He didn't get too caught up. You see a lot of petulance, actually, from bowlers when chances are dropped, but I thought he kept his head up quite well. He laughed off the second one and eventually got his man, Alistair Cook, but generally Cook played really well. He took advantage of those reprieves and he made some runs, and he's got England firmly in this game. I wouldn't say anybody's out of this game. Very, very evenly poised. Can't wait to see what happens tomorrow. Guys, make sure you comment below this video. Let me know what you think. What were your thoughts on the day's play? Who do you think is going to win this test match? And who is your star player right now? Who's your man of the match candidate right now? You got 3 already. You got Yasser Shah. You know, you got Chris Wokes. You got Misbah ul-Haq. You never know. What, there's so much to come. You don't know what Chris Wokes is going to do with the bat still. So much to happen. Very exciting test match. I can't wait. Remember, Guerrilla Cricket are bringing it all to you live, ball by ball coverage. So tune into them all day long. My name is Atif Nawaz, and I'll see you tomorrow.